It's Therapy Thursday. That's where we give you a straight no chaser 60-second session. It's not always the best thing for you to hear because it's honest, and sometimes you got to swallow your pride, but we will keep it honest.
Yeah, yes. A lot of times, yes. It's necessary.
Necessary talk right
here. Davi wants to make sure it's necessary so right. He can tell you.
Not
where. He loves it.
He will break up your relationship in a heartbeat. We got some compassion. Davi will trounce your stuff. All right, 888-429-0941. You can text or you can call. We got calls and text. Who are we going to first?
Let's go to the phone.
All right, we got Robin. Robin's on the phone. How you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show, and I need some help.
We love you, too, and we got help for you. Who you want, Dr. Davi, Meredith MD, or Orlando BGYN?
Ooh, I'm going with Orlando.
Okay, all right. Well, yes. What's up? What's your question?
Okay, all right. I just need some advice on my situation. Okay, so my husband and I, we share a wonderful 18-month-old son.
Okay.
We've been married for almost 2 years, dating 3.5 years. So I do most of the work around the house because we live with my family and, you know, I'm also employed. So he watches our son most of the time. However, we have been very distant for some time now, like very distant, like not like man and wife. And I had asked him to leave by December of last year. And obviously he's still here, you know, and then coronavirus hit and everything. And here's the thing. I do want us to co-parent and I do, you know, want what's best for my son, but my husband is fighting me every step of the way because he basically is refusing to give up on this marriage, even though I've given up on it. Like I've been done with it for over a year and I know that he's hurting and I know it's hard through this process, you know, of our family taking on this new dynamic. But I also know that I am going to be so much happier in the long run. He's going to be, everyone's going to be in the long run.
So you want to know how to get him out of the situation or how to motivate him or what?
Exactly. So I'm wondering, like, is there any other way that I can just, like, help him understand and cope through a divorce process? Because he's just, like, not willing. And my friends are like, you're just being too nice, letting him stay. I mean, here's the thing. He's a great father. He's great at that, and I appreciate that. I just know we can't be married, but he, like, refuses. So I don't know how to divorce him. Like, he won't. He's, like, refusing, you know, and he's just... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, first of all, like, because I'm trying to understand, it was a lot to unpack now, and I'm going to try and do this in our 60-second session, but let me just make sure I'm clear first. You guys live with your family.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure, because that part is kind of a sticky situation. Okay. So here's the deal. You got to make it about your son and his relationship and make sure you strengthen that. Like, make sure he understands that that doesn't change. The fact that you guys got this rift in between you is a big roadblock, and you kind of got to point the parenting away from the relationship. Make that part great. Make this part over here a lot of honest conversation. Like, look, we don't get along. Look, we are both miserable. Yeah. And it would kind of help if you weren't in the house with them, because both of you guys are in there in a needed situation. So you can't really throw him away. But he does have to find a plan. And maybe you guys, as you're discussing, hey, well, listen, we're going to have to get out of this family situation. Obviously, we're not getting along. So what are your options on where you're going? Like, you know, make it like you're, because you want him in a good space because your kid's going to be there. So let's make it all about your son. Make it all about the baby. Make it all about where he's going so he understands he's going somewhere and you're going somewhere. Both of us are getting out of here, but we also got to make sure our kid is great. Make all the focus about the child. And if you're not into reconciliation, that has to be part of the conversation. But honesty is always best in that situation. Tear the Band-Aid off. Don't take it off slowly.
Yeah.
But don't just kick him out either. Yeah. I mean, you know, with COVID and all that other craziness, that was that. But now everything's reopening. So you can start having the conversation and just keep it centered around the little angel in the middle.
Don't lead him on.
The innocence in the middle will buffer a lot of it, okay?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That's so great. Yeah, it's just got the wheels turning. Like, maybe it's about, like, finding us both, like, a little cute, you know, nice apartment where my boy will like to play. You
and
know?
You have to you have to be so into where he's going, it's going to make it seem like, and don't let him misread it as care. Because trust me, I've been in a situation where I'm like, oh, I really love you. And so every gesture you do is going to be seen as something else. So
keep
it about the baby. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure the baby's going to be safe because you got to find a great place. Don't be like, ooh, let's find you a good place because this is cute. That sounds like too much love. Don't mess up the messages, okay?
Ooh, that's great. Yes, I will take that advice. Yes.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, good luck.
Okay, thank you so much. I so appreciate it. I love your show, you guys.
Thank you. Let's see. We got Jess on the line. They're rolling in. Jess, hey, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. I got Dr. Davi for you. What question you got?
What's up, Jess?
Okay, so I've been dating this guy for a couple months, and we got quarantine pregnant.
Oh, you got a quarantine baby.
Well, congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But we kind of moved in, like, together really fast. And, like, so it's my place or whatever, and we live together. And basically, like, you know, I pay all my bills, whatever, whatever. But it's, like, to the point of now it's, like, kind of hard for me to, like, you know, work and get a lot of hours. I'm used to pulling doubles, but it's, like, it's weighing down on me. So I just, like, a couple weeks ago I asked him, you know, I need help with, like, you know, the light bill and this and that and the third. And he just, like, laid it on me, like, you know, I'm on child support and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no, like, you know, like, I thought your kids were older or whatever. Like, he has, like, a 20-year-old and a 18-year-old. So they're, like, older. So I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm not a guy, so I don't know how child support works. So I guess, like, they, like, took, like, a lot of his paycheck or whatever.
He had back and, child support probably, so he's paying back child support.
Okay, that. And it's like, it's killing me because I really, like, need the help now because I'm like, again, I'm pregnant. I'm almost about to pop. So I'm like, you know, I want to come home. I want to chill and I want, like, the security thing or whatever. So at this point, it's like, I don't know. Should I just, like, kick him out and just, like, do it by myself, or should I just, like, try to stick it out and, like, see where it goes? Because I feel like at this point, like, child support isn't going anywhere. There's nothing, like, I would be able to do, like, about it or him for that matter. Because we've had the conversation about, like, him going down to see if they could, like...
Okay, Jess, I got what you're saying. So you made a big mistake when you moved a grown man into your house without really laying the ground rules of the house. But with that said, it's not too late. You have to tell him what your expectations are for him to live there. This is what the bills are, and this is what at least I need you to contribute. If child support is really weighing you down, well, I understand that, but at the same time, we have bills right here and right now, and if you're going to live here, you have to follow this guidelines. Also, this is going to be a test for not just you guys together, but you personally to see how he's going to be when you bring a kid into the world. Is he going to duck and dodge his responsibilities? Is he going to be late on everything and on helping like he had been with his previous kids? So I think the first thing is it starts with you having to sit him down and let him know exactly what your expectations are for him to live in your house. Because ultimately, he's living in your house, so you can lay some ground rules.
So that won't go against, like, the submissive woman position.
Well, don't even start with me on that one.
The big thing with that.
Oh,
whole,
you submitted. You did.
Yeah. The woman could be submissive when she had a man that was a leader,
a provider,
and he had the best intentions for their household in mind at all times. Her requests were always thought of, and it was always part of his decision making. I don't think you have that situation going on.
Your
right
king,
now.
Your king ain't on a crown type
not
thing.
A luxury.
No, you the king. Right now.
I mean, the light bill isn't even, I mean, that's not the most expensive bill, and he's dodging that.
Yeah. So
no, you, like, he didn't dodge it. He paid it.
Good.
But it was like, I had to ask. I don't want to have to ask.
Yeah.
I just want you to do.
So just set out a budget.
Okay.
His responsibility is your responsibility.
Because all the baby bills are about to come up, too. And that is expensive every month.
It comes with getting to know each other. But usually people don't get to know each other while they're pregnant.
I guess it's like a independent thing with me. Because, like, I work and, like, I bust my ass. Like, I'm a full-time nurse. So I don't, like, asking for things. Like, I don't do it. So I guess I'm going to have to.
You're a nurse. You have duties when you're at the hospital or when you're at the doctor's office. You have a checklist. You have stuff that you do. So do your house like that. He has bills. You have bills. Y'all have responsibilities. If they don't get done, then he get wrote up and then get fired. You know, so just do it that way, okay?
I like this text, your house, your rules.
Yeah, there you go.
For real.
All right, let's see. Josh is on the phone. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. You got a question for, you got a question for me. What's up?
All right, I got a question. It's me and my fiance, we just...
Can you roll the window up or whatever? It's something in the background. Like
maybe it's a speakerphone.
You got it.
How about that? Me and my fiance, well, she's currently pregnant right now, but... I saw that her worth ethic, like, is going down a little bit, and I'm more the type of person that I could be very harsh with my words, and I don't want to be rude or anything, but I want to see, like, is there, like, a little bit of a sweeter way I could word it to, like, let her know that work is important because of, obviously, bills, expenses, everything.
She's pregnant, right? How many months?
She is 5 months.
Oh, have some fun with that. Oh, go ahead. That's right in the middle of it.
Wow. Meredith, you really should tell.
He said you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it. I was like, maybe Meredith would know because she's a female, but I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing, dog. It's like, I mean, you have to, you kind of got to get into the, okay, we're going to keep it a buck.
Yes, please.
You have a kid that's coming into the world, a child. Like, this is your time to be a provider. You shouldn't be moving away from providing. And even though you are, you're doing, you know, what you're supposed to do, and you need her help, it might be a situation where life is changing. Like, her body is changing, and she might not be handling this the best. So she is not in a way to go work harder. She's winding down as her body is opening up for this miracle.
She's doing her best.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though she might not, 5 months, there's ladies who work till they drop. I mean, I watched Meredith do it twice. I've watched many people do it. And I've also watched some people sit their ass down.
And not have any job.
And not have any job.
Right.
And never go back to work.
Right.
You know, so it's not like you have to do it one way. If you need the help, then have a discussion about budgeting. Have a discussion to show that you are the leader. Like, even if it's not just you, but sit down with her as a partner and say, hey, yo, this is what we need. Us. Like, you know, if you're not going to be working, then we have to figure out some sort of way. But don't just make it, hey, she's only 5 months and I need you to do it. Because there's no sweet way you could say, get up and go get more jobs when you're pregnant. That's not going to ring well with her.
Yeah, you know, I work 60 hours a week.
Yeah, and trust me, I don't think you're being lazy. I think that, you know, you just, you guys probably should have had this conversation prior. Just like we just told, you know, our last caller, like, these conversations are great. It's almost like you're getting to know each other. Because when you create this kind of, like, you know, budgeting and plan, that's when you are planning, and you guys have kind of remixed it by working backwards. So
she's going through a lot. Being pregnant
is very
difficult.
But I'm not going to baby her, because there's a lot of soldiers out there, a lot of ladies who have had babies and worked because they were by themselves. So it can happen.
My sister worked at she basically went to water broke at work.
Right, but you can't.
That was my mindset.
But maybe you have your sister. Maybe you have your sister talk with her, but not to tell her what she's doing wrong, but just to compare notes. Maybe there's something with her job she can be doing. So let her know that there's a need. If she sees you frustrated about the budgeting, then she might want to help. But you're going to have to be very sensitive about it, because you don't want to come off like a jerk. And that's the thing.
It's and don't compare it to your sister.
And don't compare a pregnant woman to another pregnant woman, because every pregnancy is different.
Every pregnancy is different. Bodies are different and everything else. But so having somebody who can talk to her and say, hey, this is what I did, but your body is different. You have to listen to your body. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to have some help and kind of help them walk you through it. All right?
For sure.
But don't be like, hey, you need to get up and do stuff. That never works.
Listen and be sensitive.
All right? That's a lot of people out here having babies.
She's not going to be pregnant forever. You got to keep that in mind. And being pregnant is difficult for a lot of women. And he's getting killed on the text line now. So I'm just trying to be helpful on both sides.
I knew he was going to get killed, because it's like, as soon as he said it, I was like, ooh.
I don't know if she's not like bringing in as much as she was before. And so that's what's weighing on him. I'm not sure. But yeah, just be sensitive to her right now. She won't be pregnant forever.
Meredith, you have a question.
Okay.
I need a guy's opinion about this, but I'm going to ask you, Meredith MD.
Okay, yeah, be worried.
Being a ride or die or being stupid, if you try and forgive stupid cheating and they do it again, how many times make you stupid instead of that ride or die girl when you have three children involved?
Oh, yeah. See, I'm ride or die until you start offending me and putting our family in jeopardy, because that's not who I am as a person. So if you're asking me my personal opinion on staying with somebody that's going to cheat on me repeatedly, absolutely not. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for the kids. It's not healthy to bring that into the family dynamic.
So is that one and done, or is that
for
like,
me personally, because I have been cheated on before, I'm a one and done type of chick. Like, I can't never trust you again. There's a lot of women that'll at least do twice. Like, okay, you had your mistake, and he'll never do it again. And that's totally fine for them. For me personally, it's a one and done. I don't want to ever be with somebody that's going to cheat on me ever again. Ever again. So especially if you have kids, that's so heartbreaking to break up a family and all that. But how many times does he need to disrespect you as a person? It's just, no. Take a step back. You can find somebody who's going to love and appreciate you and somebody that deserves you. So, and your kids need to see that. They need to see somebody take care of you in the right way and not disrespect you repeatedly.
Facts. All right. Let's see. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
I think we got it. All right. That's another one right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.